Eat well. Sleep. Exercise. We all know the basics of living a healthy life, but with science and technology where it is, we have a greater understanding of what our bodies truly need. Follow this podcast as I find out exactly what it takes for me to reach peak health mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually as I hack my way back into wellness. My name is Chris Hobbs, and welcome to The Strength of Wellness.
Hello to you all. I am your host, Chris Hobbs, and welcome back to Season 2 of The Strength of Wellness. I have restarted this podcast with a new season in a totally new format. I have people that I have interviewed in all walks of life to try and understand what it is that they do to regain their energy each day and how they can keep performing in the positions that they hold, whether that be the owner of a high-performing business or looking after their family each day and making sure that they can show up as they are needed. If you listen to this trailer and season one, you would know that I come from years of experience in the fitness industry. I have spent so much time in the gym looking at different bodybuilding techniques, diets, exercises, and ways to get bigger and stronger. But a few years ago, while trying to get out of debt from a failed business, I started working night shift at a local five-star resort. I am a night owl. I thought, what could be so difficult? If anyone has ever done night shift, you know that this is about the dumbest thing you could ask yourself. And I really should have known the toll it would take on my mind and my body. Fast forward 2 years and I'm wrecked. I have no energy. I can't stay awake. I can't be present in my daily relationships, let alone remain focused to build a new business that I was creating. And a year and a half after leaving night shift, I still wasn't getting any better. I still felt the same tired, unfocused feeling that I had been since leaving night shift. I had come across biohacking the year before, and I had done a full DNA test to figure out my epigenetics and just to try and understand what I could do to get better. But it wasn't until a year later when I really started to follow the advice that I was given, plus learn some deeper insights into the microbiome, mitochondrial enhancement, and sleep management, that I really started to see results. The first few changes came when I started to take my diet under control. I did away with most packaged foods, sugary drinks, and most of the general things that we're told to remove when trying to get healthy. Okay, I didn't get rid of all of it. I still enjoyed some ice cream and McDonald's every now and again because, hey, what's life if you can't enjoy the cheat days? But sleep was the next big hurdle. I bought myself an Oura ring and I started to measure what my sleep was doing. I found that it was all over the place. I couldn't fully recover through the night because my sleep was so unstable and irregular. Through the next few months, I worked at my sleep. I put things into place to allow myself to balance out to 30% deep sleep, 30% REM sleep, and 40% light sleep. This is an incredible result for a night of sleep. The next thing I did was to understand mitochondrial function. Mitochondria are the powerhouse of our cells, and if they aren't fully functioning optimally, then we don't get the same amount of energy that we usually would out of our food and our environment. Mitochondria respond well to stimulus like sunlight, infrared light, good food, fasting, and exercise. All very inexpensive, everyday things that are around us all the time. The best thing for mitochondrial enhancement is going for a walk, fasted, in the sun for about 30 minutes in the morning with a nice hot cup of green tea. The last and certainly the biggest proponent of health, in my opinion, is the microbiome. This 7 pounds of microbes and fungi that live inside your gut and communicate with your brain and your mitochondria. If these guys are having a bad day, everyone knows about it. And this can just be upset by eating the wrong foods, not exercising enough, living a sedentary lifestyle, and just not enough nature time where we're getting the microbes from the outside world into our system to make us stronger and healthier. A good probiotic does wonders for growing the diversity in your microbiome, but just eating a diverse diet with lots of different foods does a similar thing. But all of this is a work in progress. To understand everything you need for the body to function well, it's a science that is so in its infancy that we only just discovered there was a microbiome only about a decade ago. And it is so unique. Every person needs something different, even if the symptoms are all the same as the next person. There is no generic diet, there is no magic pill, but there is also not as much more guessing. We are starting to understand what it is that we need to do to restore ourselves to fully functioning beings with tons of energy, ready to see our plans, dreams, and vision come to pass in this exciting thing called life. Join me as I continue to delve into this new science and how the knowledge of our working bodies gives us keys to living a better life now.
Thank you for joining me. Please do remember to rate and subscribe to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about my journey of discovery, head to www.thestrengthofwellness.com, where I delve deeper into my findings and where I share extra tips on how you too can find out your healthiest way to live.